I am content with what I have, but not with whom I am. So, isn't that nice?
Yes.
I am content with what I have, but not with whom I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today and the instant illumination, but actually with the Absolute Philosopher. I am the Absolute Philosopher today. I am philosophizing with you today on something rather important, but it doesn't mean a damn. Okay, now, here it is. I am content with what I have, but not with whom I am. Okay. I have a neighbor lady that is a very competent lady. She has had her own business for many, many, many years, and she is an in-house laundress. She does laundry at home for other neighbors and for friends. And she is not terribly busy, but she has enough to keep her going a little bit and give her enough money for what she wants. Well, she came to me and she says, "Dr. Byerly," I said, "That's my name." She says, "I understand you're quite good." I said, "You understand correctly." She says, "I understand that you know how to teach people philosophy. You know how to teach people to reach into their inner self and draw forth the magic of who they are." And I said, "Yes, that's my business." And she says, "Well, I haven't got a lot of money, but I would like to have you teach that to me. I'd like to have you teach me to be in charge of myself and to live as a successful person and not have to penny, you know, penny to penny, hand to mouth sort of thing. I'd like to just live a more, you know, relaxed, happy, abundant life." I said, "Hey, that's cool. When do you want to start?" He said, "Well, right now." I said, "All right. How do you plan to pay me?" You know, get that out of the way right away first. She said, "Well, I'll do your laundry for you." And I said, "Super. Okay. What do you want to do first? My laundry, or you want me to talk to you?" She said, "Well, I'll do your laundry." I said, "All right. I'll get the laundry for you." Now, anyone knows that when you have laundry, you go into the launderer, you go into the laundromat or whatever the place is that does your laundry, you understand? And you say, "Light on the starch on the shirt collars, you know, mm-hmm. and no starch on the main shirt itself, because I like it just sort of to be snuggly. And I want these off-colored white shirts and shorts and T-shirts and stuff like that to remain off-colored light. And so that means no bleach. And I want to have all of my clothes ironed, and I want them all hanging on a hanger, none of them folded, everything perfect." How do you hang sheets on a hanger? You fold them and hang it on a hanger. But you do everything that way. And she says, "Well," she said, "I'll do my best." And I said, "Well, then, I'm sorry, but I can't have you help me." "What do you mean?" "Well, I don't want you to do your best. I want you to do my best. I want you to do exactly as I ask you to do, and if you don't feel you can do exactly as I ask you to do for whatever reason, then we're not in business together. But I have been a laundress now for 20 years, and I have done everybody's clothing in the neighborhood, and I have done, you know, for rich people, poor people, you know, and damnable people and nice people, you know, everybody under the sun." I said, "That's good. Now let's just start out with your conversation here. You have done. Now, have you lovingly made the laundry for these people? And where are these damnable people? Where do they sit on your lap, you know, in your heart, on your stomach, you know, in your emotions? How can you afford to have damnable people in your life?" "Well, there are people who try to tell me how they want things done and what they want done, and I know how to do it better than they do, and I'm going to do it my way." And I said, "Well, you and I may have a little come to here too also. And she says, no, I'll do exactly what you want. And I said, well, that's good. So let's just start out with you doing exactly what I want. So she brings the laundry over, finished, very beautifully done. Everything is just really high class. And then I say, well, what's in this package? Oh, those are your t-shirts. I folded them up in there, and your shorts, I folded them up in there, and your handkerchiefs, I ironed them and folded them and put them in there. And I said, well, take them back and do them over and do what I asked you to do. Well, what's that? I said, put everything on a hanger. Handkerchiefs on a hanger? Well, hey, you don't discuss with me how my idiosyncrasies are. You just do what I want done. But that isn't done. Well, that's why you're going to do it for me. But. And her temperature rose, and she was about ready to gas it through the roof. And I said, now, just a minute. I have been counseling with you now since we first started talking in your preparation to do my laundry. And what I've been working with you on is to follow directions, to do whatever is asked of you, if that's what you agree to do. Now, did you agree to do everything I asked you to do? Yeah. Well, then why did you put the handkerchiefs and the t-shirts and the shorts in a package by themselves? Well, that's what I always do. And I said, you may always do that, but you don't do that when I have you do my laundry. But why? It's stupid. And I said, no, it's not stupid. You're merely learning how to follow directions without emotion. You know? And I said, yeah, you're learning to follow directions without emotion. If you have emotions about it, you are not the master of yourself. You are letting someone else be in control of you. And you can't do that. So she says, I didn't know you were teaching me already. I said, whenever you're with me, you're always in school. Whenever you're with me, it's always that way. Even if you're coming and not paying, even if you're coming and not doing anything, you're always in school. And if you're not in school, I don't even know you're alive. Because I have no time for anything that's not a student. Whether it's a rock or a bird or a dog or anything. If it's not a student, I have no time for it. Because I like to spend my time for myself, in my own meditation, in my own joy, in my own peace. And if I'm going to not worry with you, but if I'm going to be concerned with you about you following the rules and doing the program, then what's going to happen? Then I am worrying with you, and you're worrying, and both of us are worrying, and nothing is happening. Now, let's just pretend I hadn't said a thing. Take all my laundry that you just brought to me and go and do it again. Again, but it's clean. You see, you're fighting me. Take it and do it again, but don't do it again. Take my laundry and do it for the first time, as though you had never done it before. And if you cheat and you take the beautifully ironed shirts and so forth that are already done, perfectly starched collars and everything, and you pretend that you did it over, but you didn't, the big thing you're going to find out is, I know it, but that doesn't matter. You know it. And you know you have been a liar and a cheat. You know that you have not followed what you have agreed to do. Now, these are terrible sounding words, but they have to be terrible sounding words because otherwise they don't mean a thing. I'm content with what I have, but not who I am. Now, who do you want to be? Do you want to be a master of yourself? Bull roar. If you want to be a master of yourself, you will go to school and learn to be a master. Now, you can go to school within yourself. You have the best teachers in the world available inside of you to teach you, or you can come to me or anybody else. But just remember, the teacher inside of yourself doesn't really care. If you want to do it, the teacher says, glad. If you don't want to do it, the teacher says, that's okay. I don't mind another holiday, you know. It doesn't bother me. You know that. The teacher inside of you is not a pushy thing. And just like the story about the person who said, God always walk with me, and then he looked at his shadow steps on the beach, and there was only one set of footsteps. He says, God, where the hell were you? And God says, that's when I carried you. Yeah. You see, and we don't know that. See, that's when the divine in us overlooks our our frailties and things like that, and just sort of does it anyhow. Do you like yourself? If you like yourself, you're always going to carry yourself. Do you think that what you do is good? Then you're always going to appreciate it, and you will ignore the fact of what you're not doing. You will ignore the fact that, you looked at that clean laundry and you thought to yourself, do it again? Now, if I had taken the shirts and everything and stumbled on them and put them in the ground, and then she'd say, no! You know, and don't say it, no! Just do it. You see, the best teacher that we have are the things that we think we know best how to do. And when we think we know best how to do them, then we don't learn. We stop learning. Now, I say to Mary, Mary, you're a great girl. I love you. I appreciate you. I delight in watching you as you are a living person here. I delight in seeing the challenge you give to yourself in following through with the rules and the program that we have here at the university. And I get a big kick out of that, you know, that emotional outburst where you feel it's just irrational, you know, that you should have to clean, clean clothes, you know, how absolutely stupid. John walked through the hospital ward, and he just put on a beautiful shirt. And as he walked through the hospital ward, he went by these people that he was visiting. And the lady in the next bed looked over and says, hello. And he said, hello. And the lady says, you are a nice man. And he said, well, thank you. And then she went, achoo! And sneezed all over him. But you see, not sneezed all over him. She just sneezed, and he was there, so he got it all over him. Now, he didn't think anything about him. But he went to Mary, his laundress, and he says, Mary, please wash this shirt. And she says, it's fresh and franken new, you know, like it's never been worn. Mary, please wash the shirt. So Mary doesn't wash the shirt. So the lady had typhoid fever. And the typhoid fever was coughed onto the shirt. And so he got typhoid fever and died. All because Mary didn't do what she promised to do. She argued about it because the appearance was that the shirt was just as crystal clear and clean as it had been, you know. Because he'd been maybe no more than an hour away. He put it on, went to the hospital, and came back home again, you know. And you see, I don't want to tell you these are the reasons that you should do these things. But I can give you a lot of good reasons, and you'll say, oh, well, okay. And you must not do things right because you understand. You must do things right because that's the right way to do things. And the right way to do things is to do whatever you have been asked to do. Now, when Mary learned that lesson, then she was ready for the next step on her spiritual path. But until then, she was a liar, a cheat, a steal, a thief, and everything else under the sun. And you say, well, those are strong words. Yes, but she stole from herself. She stole from herself. She lied to herself. She did not fulfill. And she will never be a spiritual master so long as she lies to herself. You understand that? Now, I didn't take anything away. I didn't say, Mary, you are a thief, a liar, a cheat, and a steal. I said, Mary, do you agree to follow the program? Yes. Well, what is the program, Ellen? It's reading your lesson 3 times a day out loud to yourself, once in the morning, once at noon, and once in the evening. And at the end of 7 days, it is doing the quiz and the essay, and then starting on the new lesson. Ellen, what is the procedure? Ellen, what is the procedure? Ellen, what is the procedure? Does the procedure change?
No. Nope.
Ellen, how many words is the essay?
100 words.
Ellen, what are the answers to the 10 questions?
First person, present tense.
True or false?
Ah, okay.
first person present. Yeah. You don't even think of that. You think, here are 10 questions. What are the answers, true or false? The questions are not, this should have been this way.
Right.
People try to rewrite the questions, you know? Now, what's going on? They are not following the program. And all of these things are ways for us to grow. They're ways for us to expand our consciousness and our intelligence. And people say, well, Herb, you're just too tough. I say, no. If I were really tough, I would do what life does to you. If you take an axe and you use it improperly, you cut your hand off. Oh, damn that axe, that terrible axe, it cut my hand off. No, it didn't. You cut it off by misusing it, you know? You cut it off by misusing it. And you can't blame the axe, and you can't blame anything else. You can't even blame you. You can only say, I only work with things I understand. Or, I will seek to understand the things that I want to work with so that I can work with them and get good benefit. Now, I'm content with what I have, but not with who I am. Everything I have is just lovely and pleases me very much. And it doesn't really matter. If I have something, I say, oh, it doesn't work. Well, you can be sure it's not going to work. And you're not going to, once you get it to work, you will not be happy with it. Because you will remember that it didn't work. You will remember that it didn't work when you wanted it to work. And this is how it's always going to be. Now, what kind of a life do we want to live? Do we want to live a life that's filled with our being our master self? If that's the case, first we have to learn to be a good follower, to follow the rules, to follow the program, the way it's designed to be. And then once we do that, then it's a shoo-in. We're right downtown. We've got it made. But until then, you're a liar, a cheat, and a thief, and a stealer, and all of the bad things that a person is who doesn't do what they say they're going to do. And it's really that powerful. And the joke that I tell is not a joke. You promised to wash my windows, remember? And then you got the offer for the sweepstakes, and you had to be at the sweepstakes bank to pick it up, or else you wouldn't get it by 9 o'clock. But you said you were coming at 8:30 to wash my windows. Now, what are you going to do? What is your word worth? You know, is it your bond? Is your word that important? No, can I change my mind? Sure. But you can't change your mind because of another good. You can only change your mind because you've changed your mind. I'm walking down this path, and I'm going to go straight ahead. No, this looks interesting off over here. You walk, hey, I'm going to go that way. Now, I'm walking down this path because there's a little dog down there lying in the middle of the path with a broken leg, and I'm going to help him. But this side looks so interesting. I think I'll go that way. What's going to happen to you? You made a pledge not to walk the path, but for the dog. And you may not have even known the dog was there. But your consciousness knew. We are oftentimes guided to go places, do things that we don't know why we're guided to go there and do them, but our consciousness knows. And that was another little point I was thinking this morning as I was walking along. Our mind is our mind. And our brain is the device by which the mind brings things to our attention. It's allness. Now, how do we open up the brain to let our mind give to us all the things we want to have? Well, two ways. One, we train the mind to be receptive, and that's a long, drawn-out process. Or, we dispose of our mind, that is our brain. We dispose of our brain. Now, did I misspeak?
Yeah. The brain probably.
The brain, to clear up the brain and unfilterize the brain so that it lets all of the genius of the mind come through is a long job, a long task. However, to just ignore the brain and go straight to the mind is the quickest, most wonderful, most fabulous way. But, again, it's like spiritual healing. There's no appreciation there. You go straight in there and you don't realize that you couldn't do it before. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You are doing it. And you see, this is why most people find it difficult, because they want to have the credit. They want to have, this is my ulcer and my operation, and this is my watch and which, you know. And as long as that's what you need, you're not on your spiritual path. You're on being a human, and that's fine too. But if you want to walk your spiritual path, then you leave all behind. You leave the past behind. You leave all the desires behind, and you just live in that fabulous experience of allness, and you don't even know you're doing it. And that takes the human fun away from it, the human awareness, appreciation. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you understand it. That doesn't mean you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because to do it means that you are untouched by the world you're in. And if I say, please wash my shirt again, but it's Frank Clean. And of course, if you're really a good cheat, you'll say, oh, give it to me. And you take it and you blow on it and hang it on a hanger and give it back, you know. But you see, if you are a poor cheat, then you say, ah, get all emotional about it, see. The poor cheat is really one who wants to become a master, but he's fighting it all the way. A good cheat has no interest in being a master. They merely want to be a good con artist and get what they want, the way they want it, and how they want to do it. It's just like Ellen. She comes to Ingeborg and says, Ingeborg, I want you to put these things away in the citadel, in the Shangri-La. And so she says, I don't think I want to do it that way. I want to do it a different way. And so Ellen comes over there and sees it done a different way, and she says, Ingeborg, you didn't put these things away like I asked. No, I think that they should be done another way. And so then Ellen says, well, that's fine. And you go and be your own master. You go be on campus someplace else if you don't want to follow the program here, you know? And if Ingeborg wants to follow the program here, then everything goes just smooth as silk. And this is the truth for all of us. Right, Ellen?
Yep.
Okay. Now, right, Ingeborg? Yes. Right, Sylvia? Right. Right, Rhonda?
Yes.
Right, Rex, Button, Love, the cats? Mm-hmm. I love you. I think I don't have to overkill the message. You got the point.
Right.
Yeah.
And it works. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you, 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 I love you,
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I